Blog Talk Radio.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His words. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
Proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those who have lost loved ones. Amen.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah,
and put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back. And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey,
see the devil is alive.
Hey,
no, I'm not gonna die.
Hey,
it's okay to cry,
hey,
cause he's by your side.
Hey, You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. You gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, 'cause He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit. Oh, hold up. Job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due, and all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother,
she said, pray about.
I talked to my pastor,
she said, pray about.
But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, 'cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Trouble, but everything I tried did not stop my struggle. Just doing me every day. Guess I was in my own way. But I'm here to tell you, without His grace, I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Hey, just give it to Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness and tell him, say, if the devil is a liar, you gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. He's trying to get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. Listen.
Words to be praised.
the good times.
Praise.
Praise him.
Praise.
When things are going wrong.
Praise.
Praise him.
Praise.
Help me in here.
Praise.
Come on and pray.
Thank you. time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory
that
we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Yolanda, a story of faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His words. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
Proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those who have lost loved ones. Amen.
And good afternoon, and welcome to the Voice of Joy Online. The subtitle for today, or as my sister would have stated, the message. Today is joy. What is a joy-filled day that you feel is your joy? You know, you listen to a lot of people, and everybody wants to say there's a certain way to pray. There's a certain style in praying. There's a certain method in praying. But the one thing I learned from my sister was just pray the way you feel, the way you believe your word should be shared. You know, I was listening to the song by Marvin Sapp, and he was talking about the same thing. He said, you might have lost your job, you went to your minister, you went to your mother, you went to somebody else, and you kept saying, what should I do and with these issues? And they said, just pray. A lot of times joy is inside of us. Every time you open your eyes, every time you take a breath, every time that you sit down and have that cup of coffee or that juice or whatever the healthy drink is that you think you need to have. But the joy is you're able to do that. Your eyes are not closed. Like the song said, you are not dead. So while you're contemplating all the things you have to do, all the things you want to do, all the things you think are possible for you to achieve, that is the joy inside of you because you made a decision. You made a decision to deal with your issues. You made a decision to be the person you want to be for that day and how you want to feel. And yes, sometimes it becomes overpowering. But in those few minutes that you wake up or you stretch and say to yourself, it's another day for me to achieve or at least to attempt to achieve what I want to gain for me. Not for anybody else, but for me. So when my sister created the show, the title for her show, The Voice of Joy, and she asked me to continue to just play her show. No bigger request, no fanfare in her last moments. She said, I just want you to complete my book. I just want you to continue building on my website and continue playing my show on Saturday. And there's a short story about that. She was on another network in Iowa, and the network was going out of business. She called me on the phone, and she always says, hey, little brother, I need a favor from you. What network should I get on? And I said, you need to come over to the network that I'm on. And she did that. And her show was around as long as mine has been around. And it was amazing to me how her show just took off. And she ended up having listeners after listeners from everything she did. And before she passed, she had 60,000 listeners. People that just tuned in just to hear her. So when the book was written, the only thing I asked people to do was just write what they felt about her and to tell her story the way it really was. And that's the kind of thing you got to think about when you're at the end or nearing the end or just in the phase of life. Write down the things that you like in your personal diary that you feel is important. And leave that as a treasure in your family or to your friends. That's just a simple gesture that you can do to tell them all the joy you felt in your life. I think joy is one of the most important things. You'll hear a lot of songs talk about it. Looking for joy, wanting to feel joy. That decision's inside of you. So today's subject or message or whatever you want to say it is, today is joy. No matter how many minutes, seconds, hours that you enjoy that, you've had some joy in your life. Even when you lay down and say, I'm getting a chance to rest because I've had a long day. That's joy. The Voice of Joy has been on air for over 10 years, and I'm proud to be its new host, in her memory, which is why I play her voice. The same way that we play songs by Aretha or Whitney or anybody else, we don't talk about the sadness. We talk about the joy we get from their music, whether it's Frank Sinatra or somebody that we like. So if you want to continue on the joy, just talk about the joy you felt for the individual you loved your mother, your friend, your husband, your partner, whatever you want to call it. And that'll give you joy. That's something to really think about and to continue on your way.
Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
It needs to be. Just know he has his hand. Just know he has his hand on you.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had my share
of love abuse,
manipulated,
and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory.
When I think about my story,
oh yeah, y'all,
I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me
because
my enemies did try, but they couldn't triumph over me.
Yes, they did try,
but it didn't work.
I'm still here. I'm still alive.
I'm still blessed.
On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life.
Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love.
They manipulated it
and took the strength of it
and tried to misuse it.
But I can't help
but to give God glory today.
When I think about all I've been through,
that I still came out on the winning side.
I don't know about you, but I know
that he favored me
because my enemies,
they did try.
Sing it, y'all.
But they couldn't triumph over me,
because greater is he that is in me
than he that's in the world.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
They told a whole lot of lies,
but God favored me.
My character,
my integrity,
my faith in God, he saved me.
But it would not fall, won't compromise,
God's
favor.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored me.
They whispered about me.
They conspired against me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me,
but God favored me.
My character,
my integrity,
my faith in God,
he favored me.
It will not fall,
not gonna bend,
won't compromise.
I speak prosperity,
and I speak health.
They told their lies,
but God favored me.
My character.
true. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Thank you.
once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.